Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is the Honorable Michael W. Reed, who's Judge of the Court of Special Appeals of Maryland and President of the Bar Association of Baltimore City. And Judge Reed is here today to talk to us about the Bar Association, as well as Natalie Grossman, who is in charge of Senior Legal Services for the Bar Association. So, Judge Reed and Natalie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming. We're really pleased that you could come this morning, and I know you folks are busy and doing good stuff for citizens of Baltimore.
Yes,
and
thank you for giving us
and
the
so
opportunity to
and
talk.
So we're glad of it. First of all, Judge Reed, could you, for those who are listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about the Bar Association?
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill, for having us.
My pleasure.
Excited to be here. The Bar Association is in its 134th year. It was founded in 1879, and it started out with about 100 members, started by a very prominent lawyer named Severn Teagle Wallace, and has continued continuous service. Today we have about 2,300 members, lawyers from all over the city, mostly in the practice of law, where their concentrated practice of law is here in the city. And our purpose is to maintain the honor and dignity of the profession of law, to encourage legal science and aid in the proper administration of justice. So we have a pretty broad spectrum
yeah.
of goals, but you'll hear more about that today, what we do. But we are very excited to be a participant in the community. And because we are an association of attorneys, we have the skills and knowledge to really kind of provide a lot of services to the community, both some of those that are free and others where we get individuals to lawyers who are qualified, who can really help them and assist them with their legal problems. So that's some of the things we do, but we have a lot of fun too. We have various activities and we promote collegiality amongst lawyers, which we think is really important. And we try to be as active in the community. We also hear more later. We also have a sort of a charitable organization as well, our foundation, and we do work. And then, of course, the program that Natalie's in is one of the several programs we have that really try to provide legal services to individuals who live here in Baltimore.
Great, great. Thank you. Natalie, what are your responsibilities with the association?
Great. So I actually direct the Senior Legal Services Program. So we're in our 23rd year now. And we provide legal services, that is direct legal representation and brief advice and counseling on legal matters to Baltimore City residents ages 60 and over, and with the highest priority going to the lowest income seniors.
Great, great. Thank you, thank you. Judge Reed, what is your background?
Well, I became a lawyer in 87, and I've been practicing ever since. I have a background. I was a prosecutor in Baltimore City for a while. I was very active in political activity, and I worked for Congressman Hoyer for a while and worked in the Maryland Senate. And then I came to Baltimore City to be a prosecutor. I did that for about 11 years, and then I was in private practice for a period of time and also worked later in the Attorney General's office in healthcare. So all those led to me eventually becoming a judge, and I got elected in 2011 to the Circuit Court for Baltimore City, and then I was very lucky to be elevated by the governor to the Court of Special Appeals. I am the Baltimore City representative on that court, and I'm in that position because I have a unique sort of understanding of the legal issues and the problems of Baltimore City, which is why I was placed there.
So, yeah, you certainly have the background for that.
Yeah, I have a broad background,
yeah, yeah.
And I've loved the practice of law. I love being a judge. It's a unique opportunity to serve the public. I really love being a circuit judge, and I'm learning more and more about – I've only been on the Court of Special Appeals since March, but I'm learning a lot about – how that court really serves citizens of Maryland. And my jurisdiction is statewide now, so that's the difference. First, I was Baltimore City, but even though I'm the Baltimore City rep, I'm a statewide judge. I sit with 14 other judges and decide cases.
Great.
So, yeah.
And I guess your job as president of the Bar Association is to make sure everything works, right?
Yes. The president of the bar, that's a whole It's a wonderful job. First of all, I am the representative of the bar, so I go to anytime the bar, for example, things like this radio show, but certainly any public appearances, judges, investitures, and any opportunities to speak about the association, I'm there and do that. My background with the City Bar is I was the secretary of that association in 2010, but I had like 14 years before that where I was on various committees, legislation, judicial selections, and just taking a brief break for the Judicial Selections Committee is actually a very important public function we provide. We actually, I don't do that anymore because I'm a judge, but before I was a judge, we actually reviewed people's resumes, and we try to find the best judicial candidates we can for Baltimore City, and then we submit our recommendations to the governor. So that's something, another aspect of the public service we provide. We really try to, we take that very seriously. And we really, there's a committee of about 30 lawyers who sit on that every year. And we review all the levels in the state, everything as high as the Court of Appeals, all the way down to district court. Even sometimes I think we do some of the people that deal with wills and trust and estates issues.
Oh.
We talk to them as well. So anyway, so that's, yeah. That's,
yeah. Is that typical of other bar associations in other states?
Yes. But I don't, I think we're atypical in that we have a standing committee that does that, and our committee really does take the time to interview at all levels. And so that does distinguish us in a way, because it's really a substantial task to do that.
Certainly.
For example, in the last round, I think there were 30 candidates, or at least 30 or more candidates for district court. And certainly there are a number, at least 15 or more candidates for circuit court. So that takes, even if you're doing 20 minutes an interview, that takes a lot of time, and the people on that committee really commit themselves to interviewing and really finding out and making the best recommendations.
Yeah, it's a great public service.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah,
we
take that. And I was on that for a long time, and I thought it was a really valuable experience for me, just in terms of getting to know lawyers who wanted to be judges and what their commitment was to the community and what they were trying to do. So it was really a great way to learn more about Baltimore.
Thank you. It's very helpful, I believe, for the public to learn more about how judges are selected, because most people don't get any kind of exposure to this basically very, very serious, in many ways ponderous system that we have, but that the person that is given the power of judgment certainly has been vetted and has been examined and has been really chosen among many.
Yes,
to be in that position.
Yes, they're highly sought after positions, and they really, before you even get to the phase where the governor interviews you, and he has his own arduous and extensive interviewing process, but even before that, you interview with also other bar associations, because there are many other monumental, the Women's Bar Association, the Association for Justice, all those organizations, Women's Law Center, all have committees that interview and talk to potential candidates. And really ask them a lot of questions about what their perspective is on the community and on those particular organizations. As a Bar Association in Baltimore City, we're most concerned about, of course, the courts in Baltimore, what happens at our two courthouses, the circuit courthouses that are downtown, but also in our various district courthouses. We're very interested in that, and we want to make sure that people are getting the best judges they can get. And
yes.
So we think we're successful. And then, of course, the judges have to get elected, at least on the circuit court level and certain the level I'm at, have to get elected. And so that's it's an interesting process.
Yeah.
But the Bar Association is really a part of that. And so we're very proud of our participation in that activity. And we think we end up getting candidates that really are meant and to serve and help the citizens of Baltimore. We think that's what we get.
That's wonderful because we all depend on that. We are a nation of laws.
Yes.
And we are a nation that is dependent upon that legal system for justice.
Yes. And this is one of the ways that that individuals through the Bar Association, and citizens who are many who are live in Baltimore can really have an opportunity to really understand what the judges, the whole system is about, but also to talk to judges individually and find out where they're coming from, to see what their activities are. And also promotes, for those people who want to be judges, really participation in community activities, like you were talking about the housing coalitions, and really getting involved on a grassroots level, really participating in those organizations, their churches. On all those activities really lead to better citizens.
Absolutely.
And ultimately, I think, better judges.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes. How can someone find out more information about the Bar Association?
Well, we have a website, for one thing, which is, I think, www.baltimorebar.org. And if you put in Baltimore Bar, it's going to come up right away. We're actually working to improve that website, too. And then we have our executive director, who's been with us for, I think, 40 years, Kathy Sanzone and Patty DeGuelmi. But Kathy can be reached at 410-539-5936, 539-5936. And you can always reach Kathy and me if you call that number. And certainly Natalie is reachable that way as well.
Okay.
And she'll give you a more direct number, I think, at some point. Do you want to give that now, actually?
Yeah, please.
Sure. Senior Legal Services has a website as well, and that's www.baltimoreseniorlegalservices.org. And we can be reached at 410-396-1322. We actually have specific intake hours for legal issues, which would be a great time to mention that. So
Please. Those
it's a new intake policy that we have, and those intake hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 in the morning until noon. And so while we do welcome walk-ins, we prefer that you call during that time, again, 410-396-1322.
Great. And Natalie, could you please tell us, you mentioned the basics of your services. Could you give us some examples of some of the typical cases that you work with?
Sure, please. I'd love to. And actually, Bill, I know that you're interested in housing issues. Approximately 60% of the cases that Senior Legal Services handles are actually related to housing in one way or another. That could be a landlord-tenant issue. We do represent both landlords and tenants. That could be foreclosure prevention issues. It could be reverse mortgage issues, deed and property issues. So all kinds of housing issues. It's such a huge part of what we do. And that's just, you know, the demand for our services happens to be that much. And so also, just to let everyone know that we don't just see clients at our offices in Baltimore City. That's in Courthouse East. It's the old post office building. We're located right there, Courthouse East on the 6th floor. But also, we do go out into the community to perform our services. And so we go out to the area senior centers, of which there are 13 in Baltimore City, as well as going out to various senior housing apartment buildings all around the city. And so perhaps if you can't make it down to Courthouse East to receive our services, you can go to your local senior center, or if you live in a senior housing building, you can contact your director there to see if we're coming, and if not, perhaps we should be. And so, you know, please encourage your directors of your senior centers and senior housing buildings to contact us if there's a need for our services in your building or at your senior center.
Great. And the way they would do that is to call the 410-396-1322?
Exactly.
Or to go on your website, BaltimoreSeniorLegalServices.org.
Correct.
Great. Thank you very much. And Judge Reed, we're just about out of time. Could you please give us that contact information one more time, please?
Sure.
For the Baltimore Bar Association.
Absolutely. It's 410-539-5936.
Great. And it's www.baltimorebar.org.
Yes, that's correct.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I want you to come back and talk to us about the foundation and other things.
We would love to do that. And we have our new president is Greg Kirby, but Bob Anbinder would love to come up and talk with you. And we really do. provide grants to programs in Baltimore City that are serving individuals. And thanks, Bill, for having
us. He can talk to us about that.
He could, yes. And he, believe me, Bob can talk. Yes.
He sure can. Thanks so much, Bill.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today on Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guests, the Honorable Michael W. Reed, Judge of the Court of Special Appeals of Maryland, for being our guest today. Thank you, Judge Reed.
Thank you.
And Natalie Grossman, who's Director of Senior Legal Services for the Bar Association.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you.
Will do.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.